This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And with that, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Aditi!
Hello, Aditi!
Good morning, my friends.
How are you? You doing well?
I'm doing well.
Are you better than Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh! Whoa!
Hi.
I don't think it would be that hard to be better than him right now.
I've read this from some people. There seems to be some hope. Aditi Kingwall on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There's some people who are kind of like, hey, I kind of want Big Ben still at his best to be able to beat Big Ben at his best. Do we want like a throwback game from Ben Roethlisberger against Green Bay?
I just don't know that that's possible.
This is just going great.
Let's say this. And I know that Ben Roethlisberger has been a foil for Browns fans for so long, because heck, who else has been here for 18 years, right? But is he diminished? Yes. Is he not the same player that he was all those years? No, he's not. But he also has an absolutely horrible, underperforming offensive line that can't block anything, can't create space, can't protect, can't give time. He's got receivers who aren't getting any separation in any way. And he's got a first-round running back who has been hit at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage more than any other running back in the NFL. And the Steelers just aren't using part of the field. I mean, they don't go deep at all, and they're not throwing it in the middle of the field. So I have no idea. The quarterback always gets the most attention, and sure, he's not playing so well that he's lifting everybody else or overcoming all these issues, but there are issues, and there are many.
Well, we've seen the memes, okay, and sometimes these are very unfair. And maybe sometimes there are some truth to them. And there's one where he's just falling down, dropping back. There's another one where he just throws the ball. He looks like he might take off, and he just throws the ball right to the other team. And it seems pretty indicative, if you talk to Steelers fans, of what's actually been going on. Is it an inability just to be mobile anymore? Can he not read defenses all of a sudden? Like, how is it this bad?
Again, football is 11 guys on the field at one time. It is puzzle pieces. None of the pieces are fitting right now. And that's the other issue, too. When the Steelers decided that they were committing to this 39-year-old quarterback who could not move the way he once could, and that the magic of him, his ability to create and improvise and extend a play, was basically gone, and that he also didn't have those receivers that he had this unbelievable trust with, then it was on the Steelers to build a system around him to support him. And they did not. They did not focus on the offensive line. They decided to do it cheap. Or maybe they did. They said they focused on it because they completely rebuilt it, but they did it on the cheap. When the Browns knew that they needed to rebuild their offensive line, how much money did they spend?
A lot.
They went out and bought the best players that they could get, that were on the market, that they could trade for, that they could do whatever for, to create that wall in front of Baker so Baker wasn't running for his life, so Baker wasn't afraid, so Baker could build some confidence. And we saw the effects of that. The Steelers didn't do that.
They
have two rookies on their offensive line. They have a 39-year-old gimpy quarterback who's been skittish for years now, with fair reason, and they put two rookies in front of him, including at center. I mean, the kid that's playing at center, Kendrick Green, very nice kid. He is undersized. He is constantly getting pushback. The kid should be a guard, not a starting center in the NFL.
That sounds like a Ken Carmen eraser phrase. I always say people are nice people before I go ahead and rip them. That sounds like a Ken Carmen eraser phrase.
I mean, I'll still say he's nice if he plays guard. He should be playing guard. He's not a center.
Well, that's not my problem. Aditi Kekabwala joining us here on the show.
You know, I do feel like Browns fans, there has to be some sort of like, is there a little bit of excitement, good feeling, sort of? Is this like driving by and watching an accident to see what's going on in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Somebody had the picture.
So there is sort of a morbid fascination.
Oh, yeah. How could you not? I mean, I said yesterday, it's the fall of Rome. It's like you finally get to see it. And here it is right in front of us.
You mentioned the meme. Have you guys seen, last year you kept hassling me. Rank the quarterbacks. Would you want Burrow or Mayfield? Where do you put this one and that one?
We don't stoop to that level.
Since you were mentioning memes. Oh, you don't stoop to that level anymore?
No, we
don't.
Well,
anyway.
We're above board
now. Have you seen the one that's all four quarterbacks in a box? And it's who's the worst quarterback in the AFC North? And the other three guys are pointing to poor Ben?
Mm-hmm.
You have seen that one.
I laughed. It gave me a legitimate LOL.
Hey, what's with the story that Zach Banner told on 93.7 where Ben Roethlisberger got jealous of the offensive line dinners and then ordered the offensive line to come on over to his house and then he forgot the only thing he served them all was chips and dip?
I don't know this story to be true.
Are you okay?
Zach is a character. Yes.
Okay.
Zach is a character. Zach is just an incredibly fun guy. I don't know. I mean, I guess we could ask Ben about it. But, this was something that Marquise Pouncey used to do. For a long time, the Steelers had a very veteran offensive line, guys that had played together a long time. And Pouncey used to have them all over on Thursday night to eat, debate politics, whatever. So I guess Zach Banner was trying to carry that on. But, that's another point about Ben, and I said this on The Fan yesterday. Who's left in that locker room who's one of his guys? I mean, not only is it that Ben is so much older than everyone, he just hasn't played with any of these people. And when we talk about a fearlessness, a few weeks ago, we never got to the question of Baker Mayfield throwing that ball. Was he throwing that ball because he was trying to throw it out of bounds, or was he throwing that ball trying to make something happen? And did the ball just not get out of bounds? Is that what happened? Or was he just trying to make something happen? And I think, Ken, I had heard you say you don't know what's the better answer. It takes me to Ben Roethlisberger because there was a time when he had a fearlessness. And it's not just about a fearlessness in the pocket, a fearlessness on the field, a fearlessness to try to make a play. And to have this belief that if it doesn't work, I'm just going to chuck one up to Antonio Brown. And if he doesn't catch it, we'll get the ball back and we'll make it work next time. That's missing. He just doesn't have that anymore. And it's because of who's around him. I mean, we saw it. The Steelers desperately needed to convert on a 4th-and-10, and he basically chucked it in the flat, a little screen pass, a swing pass to Najee Harris. Why are you not taking a shot at the end zone? This is it. This is your only chance. And it's just, that's that piece. We saw it with Cincinnati at the end of the first half Sunday. They had like 27 seconds, and Ja'Marr Chase says to Joe Burrow, just throw it up to me. Just throw it up to me. And so he runs a go, and Burrow throws it up to him. He catches a touchdown. Boom. Momentum changes going into the locker room. The Steelers used to have that. They don't have that.
Aditi, join us from Talladega Super Speedway. I said my prediction officially is that while the Browns play the Steelers in 33 days, that the Browns will not be facing Big Ben. I think it is going to come to an end. I think it could be a mutual agreement. He might have a bum shoulder or an injury, but I do not think he's going to go out this way. This is not dignified. This is not the Steeler way. It's not worthy of Big Ben's coming down the chicane.
In Ben Roethlisberger's DNA to even consider that. I mean, I had this conversation actually with the Steelers' new quarterback coach, who had been the Giants quarterback coach with Eli Manning. And he said to me that, he'd heard all these things about Ben and he'd heard that he was competitive, but he had no idea how truly competitive he was. and that Roethlisberger may be the most competitive person he's ever been around in his entire coaching career. There is no part of Ben Roethlisberger that is going to say, you know what, I'm tapping out. So if the Browns don't see him, it's because he's hurt, because his offensive line has killed him. Not because he's tapping out, and I know you're resetting. Sorry, Ken.
That's okay.
It's not
Go
because
ahead.
He's tapping out, and it's also not because Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins is any better than Ben. And that's the indictment on the Steelers right there.
That is really bad. Aditi Kigabwala joining us on the show. I was going to ask, did you hear anything from anybody who you talked to about Odell Beckham Jr. blending back into the offense and what they thought of him?
Well, I think the point that I heard is that it just sort of was seamless, right?
Like, seamless.
There wasn't this, oh my gosh, force the ball to me. Oh my gosh, force him to be involved. Oh my gosh, go out of your way to make sure that he feels present and valued and appreciated. So isn't that ultimately what you want? Didn't you feel like the offense flowed around and with him?
I do.
Guys. That was a school bus. Every other one that you were talking about, it was like a minivan.
Are you on a...
laughing.
Are you on a run? Because we have people wondering whether or not you're working for the Pennsylvania State Highway Patrol and you're running radar right now.
If they had seen, I'm actually on the road crew. If they've seen all the potholes that we have, I mean, everybody's got to pitch in at this point.
Oh, my goodness. No, the only reason I said seamless like that, because I did have some people, I thought that he worked his way back into the offense very nicely yesterday, or on Sunday, and it wasn't forced. And there were people who vehemently disagreed with me, and I go, I think that those are old emotions. I don't think that's what you're actually seeing, talking to those people. And I'm relieved to hear that the people you talk to and yourself agree with me on that statement.
And I don't think that that's something that should be underestimated or undervalued, or, you know, I think that that's significant. Mm-hmm. Because there was, obviously, whether it was true or not, whether it was fair or not, it was certainly part of the narrative last year when people tried to say that the offense got better once Odell was hurt. And we've heard Andrew Berry say it, and I've said it too, like, isn't this the point? Shouldn't an offense get better by week 7 and 8 and 9 and 10? Each week you should be getting better. You should be more comfortable. The coaches should understand what the players can do better. The players should be able to have more ability to go to what they like more. So that felt like a natural progression, but the storyline was that the offense was better because you didn't have to worry about keeping Odell happy. You didn't have to force the ball to Odell. So now the Browns play a game where you're not forcing the ball to Odell, and Odell is simply a part of the offense, and he's a seamless, smooth part of the offense. I mean, isn't that great?
Aditi just
sent
me
exactly what you want.
You just sent me during your answer a picture of one of those potholes. I mean, one is big enough to use as a pool.
I mean, that's what. You think I'm lying? I don't lie. Like,
I know you don't lie.
I understand that the audio quality is not ideal right now. I apologize, but yes, I actually, you know, do have to multitask.
You getting your miles in?
Did Joe Hayden look done as well last week? I saw Steeler fans were irate about his performance in that game. I saw a lot of videos.
The whole defense, you know what? The whole thing just, I'm going to quote Cam Hayward. That whole thing just sucked. I mean, it was terrible. It really was. It was just Joe Burrow walked into Pittsburgh having been hit 25 times, sacked 9 times. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times the Steelers touched him other than the post-game handshake?
I have no idea.
75 times.
Once. They got one hit on him.
I heard they didn't. Yeah, that's right.
Him.
They didn't have a sack for the first time since
they
when?
They didn't have a sack in 75 regular season games.
Wow.
It was an NFL record, 75 regular season games with at least one sack. And they couldn't sack a young man who came in there having been sacked 9 times in 2 weeks and playing with a backup right guard.
So it turns out that TJ Watt is worth the money.
Yeah, well, given the Steelers didn't have T.J. Watt, they didn't have their other starting outside linebacker, Alex Highsmith, and they also were missing their nose guard, Tyson Alualu, who is probably the most underrated player on that entire defense. He's the guy that clogs up the middle. He makes everything go. He makes Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt look so much better simply because of all that space he takes up. But having said that, that is life in the NFL. I mean, I yelled this on the radio yesterday to Pony and Mueller. The Cleveland Browns came into Pittsburgh for a playoff game and played at offensive line a guy that they basically picked up off the street that Baker Mayfield had to introduce himself to. And they kept Baker clean. So that's life in the NFL. Mike Tomlin loves to say the standard is the standard. So then your backups better have been prepared.
Good point.
LeBron James is a football player. What do you think?
I think it's a fun thing for an older person to talk about now. You know, like, isn't that one of those things like, oh, had I decided to play lacrosse when I was 14, I would have been a superstar lacrosse player. Like, it's easy to say, because how are we ever going to see it now?
Well, now, hold on. So you don't think you could have been an NFL player?
I think it's a very different lifestyle and grind than being in the NBA.
Oh, that's
I mean,
true.
Do I think that he's an absolute elite athlete? Do I think that he could go on a football field and create all sorts of mismatches and havoc? Sure. But do I think that for the long term, like, he could have spent a whole season playing in the NFL? No, I don't think so.
Aditi Kinkabwala, she is eastbound and down, and we thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Again, apologize for the road crew. Next time I'll tell them to be more quiet.
Okay. Aditi Kinkabwala of the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, I can't believe I'm asking this. Too many sacks, not enough sacks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.